I have some additional comments on A and B and then some very short remarks on C and D for now. On section A, something that we missed to mention in our previous intervention was, and an important element that has now come up in our discussion, is of course the task that we give to the additional cooperation officer in the ISU. As it is right now, it's not very clear. It's only referring, as someone has already mentioned before, to the tasks above, and this is of course not the list that we would see in the task for such an officer. As mentioned in our interventions during this and last week, we think that such a new ISU position and the person holding it should also work on the functioning and the maintaining of the existing Article 10 database, and that we see this as a core task. And another point, and I think it was mentioned by Romania today, and we have mentioned it last week, this person should also conduct a review or a mapping exercise of existing cooperation mechanisms and how this could be implemented and how this relates to our work here. Of course, we should not overburden the ISU with such things, but we think that this is an additional important task that should be mentioned here, and it should not only be exclusively the ones that are here under A, B, and C, I think. Then again, I also join others in pointing to the fact that there has been a proposal by a group of states on biorisk management standards that should also be included as a proposal in part three. It could be included in section B, but also in section C. And for us, it's also important that we have this proposal close to the others that are also in this text. Third point, it was also mentioned by many, the BWC is a disarmament treaty, and related to science and technology, having such a disarmament treaty strengthened, having such a disarmament treaty, having a better awareness of the threats that are surrounding us by a science technology mechanism, by having experts at our disposal, is not in competition with the implementation of Article 10. And balancing or trying to balance the two elements against each other is, in our view, a wrong approach. And I am happy that, different from this morning, this afternoon, most delegations have spoken in such a direction and have talked about the general strengthening and the complementarity between those two elements. Then on C, we as the UK see a certain unclarity about the task that is given to the intersessional period on the Tianjin guidelines in para 7. As it is now, we don't really understand whom exactly this task is given to and who is supposed to carry it out. And on D, we also think that we kind of agree with the UK proposals on changes on the biomedical units. Maybe we even have some additional ones. I thank you.